Well, hello everyone. I'm Brian, and today is Friday, August 12th, 2022, and this is episode 169 of the Lots Project podcast, a daily look inside our journey to live outside the systems of control. And the title of today's episode is The Last 2%. Yeah, I did the math, and we're in the last 2% of this project. So going to talk about what we have left, what I got coming up this weekend, and a few other odds and ends, and maybe a little bit of a special announcement. I guess that rolls into with what we're doing this weekend, but so before we get started, let me talk about the item of the week one last time. That Fold app and debit card that you can pick up, there is a referral link in the show notes in the video description. If you click on that, you can head over there and grab yourself 5,000 satoshis for free. And check out the app. You get 5,000 sats to check out the app. And you might have to dick around. You might have to spin the wheel a bunch to get to the 50,000 to withdraw it. Or you get the 5,000, it's not for you, and it wasted, you know, a couple minutes of your time. And you leave them sit there. And you don't worry about it. I think it's worth checking out. I think you want to dig in. Check out the gift cards you can buy and the cash back you can get. You know, people for years have done the airline miles on cards. Well, I don't fly, but I do like cryptocurrency. So if I can use a system that is going to drop that, stream that a little bit into my account a little bit at a time for stuff I'm doing anyway, why not? Why not let that build up? Why not let that sit there and accumulate wealth just for stuff you're doing? Hey, and the benefit to me is if you decide to go ahead and get that debit card, I get a little bit. Every time you swipe that card, every time you use that card, I get to spin the wheel and get 1 to 50 sats. Man, that's great. That's great. So let's network, join up. And once you join up, you can always throw your link out there and grab some people to join up for you. And the same process repeats over. So check it out. Fold app and debit card. Link in the show notes. Please use that one so you get your 5,000 sats and you join my spin squad. That would be fantastic. You guys have joined this week. I really appreciate it. I don't see who. So it's not a big deal. It's all anonymous. You sign up. The number just goes up. It does not have names. I don't know what you buy. All I know is, hey, you used a card and I got to go ahead and spin that wheel. So I would appreciate it if you sign up and share it with your friends. If you don't have any interest in it, but you know somebody that might be thinking about doing something like this, grab that link, copy, paste, send it over to them. I would greatly appreciate it. Or let me know, and I can send it to them. So there is that. There's that. Another announcement real quick is community member Kerry Brown. He's a member of the Lots community, Toolman Tim. He joined us on Fireside. Great guy down there in Tennessee, part of the Tennessee GSD crew. Can't say enough about him. Over at Strong Roots Resources, that's what he's running. He has a Cascade Hops rhizome dig going on. So he's digging rhizomes, root cuttings for his Cascade Hops that he grows down there in Tennessee. He's told me that it will grow in zones 3 all the way through 9. So, man, I'm in 3, and I'm about as cold as it gets. I think northern Minnesota might get to a 2 and a 1 right up there at the top, but yeah, most of the country, I would have to say most of the country, this is available to. $50 for 15 root cuttings shipped. That's shipping included. $50 for 15 root cuttings. You're going to get 2 to 3 vines of hops from each rhizome, from each root cutting that he sends. He'll dig them up. He'll get them to you. You have any questions for him, you ask, and he will tell. He is a wealth of knowledge. I really enjoy interacting with Kerry. I'm glad he's part of the community. I'm glad he reached out and asked to join Fireside Freedom because, man, what a wealth of information he's bringing for us. Check out Kerry. Give him an email if you have any questions or you'd like to order. You can find that at Strong Roots, R-O-O-T-S, Resources with an S, strongrootsresources@gmail.com or on Telegram. Kerry's on Telegram. If you can't find Kerry on Telegram, you can come in my group. He's in my group, or you can shoot me a message. I will get a hold of him for you. Definitely check out his product. I'm sure it's going to be fantastic quality product or Kerry wouldn't have it. So definitely check it out. I appreciate it. Tell them the Lost Project sent you and pick yourself up some hops and start that journey. Start that journey. So with that, yeah, one other thing. Hey, I got Comfrey on sale. I got a signed purchase agreement on the house. I don't think I'll be able to sell Comfrey once I close. It's kind of on the property. I'm guessing there might be an issue with me coming back and digging. So I need to shut off Comfrey orders on August 26th. August 26th will be the last day you can order Comfrey from me. Well, at least for now. I might have made some contingency plans. I might have some suppliers that are getting their stock grown up so I can continue to sell again. But for the time being, we are going to be shutting it down. Those guys are not established. I'm guessing it probably be spring. So you want to grab some for the rest of the year to get it in the ground and have those established plants next year. You definitely want to order it by 8/26. You can do that through private message on Telegram, through email, on the website at thelotsproject.com/shop. And yeah, you can find root cuttings and crown cuttings there at the website. Order it up. I'm going to turn them off. And then, yeah, no more. I guess the next owner might have to set it up. But yeah, we will see what happens. So definitely get your orders in by the 26th if you want to get some Comfrey. And I just want to throw that out there. I will mention it over the next couple weeks. But if you put your orders in, probably by the morning of the 14th, you'll get it shipped out on Monday, and then one last dig the following weekend. So that's 2 weeks. I can't even read a calendar, man. This is it's getting crazy, and that's kind of what I wanted to talk about today. Last night I was sitting around and I was just kind of contemplating how long we've been planning on doing what we want to do here in the next couple weeks when 31st rolls around and everything goes through and everything's okay and all the closing happens, because you know it happens when things fall through. I'm not 100% excited and I'm confident it's going to go through. Hopefully somebody out looking for a house and putting a purchase agreement in has their shit together, and excuse me, but society is what it is today, and I'm relying on two other people to have their shit together. So I would be very disappointed, but I don't think I would like be devastated and crawl in a hole and die if it fell through, because shit happens. It happened to us when we were moving into this place. A mortgage guy was Dingleberry, and I didn't check some stuff and ended up the loan didn't go through. It was like a week before closing was supposed to happen. Fortunately, the sellers were able to work with us, and we were able to rent the place from them while we got all the paperwork figured out. But it was 2 weeks. So I'm not a stranger to weird mortgage and closing situations happening. So yeah, I'm just ride it out till the 31st, ride it out till the paper's signed, the money's in the bank, and then we get to move on. But it's been a long time. It's been like 2.5 years since we really sat down and talked and decided that we didn't want to stay in Minnesota, started formulating a plan on what we wanted to do. It wasn't always in an RV. It wasn't always down to that Tennessee, Kentucky area. But the plan started and the idea started like 2.5 years ago. So I did the math. I mean, give or take, rough guess. Within a 0.5% is got 2% left. 3 weeks in. 3 weeks out of 2.5 years. And so, yeah, it's time to knock it out. It's time to knock out all the little stuff. The 2.5 years of planning has been, it's been fun. It's been a ton of work, sourcing the RV, finally decided we wanted to do an RV and kind of travel and retrofit it and boondock. That was a decision in its own. Finding the RV, sourcing the truck, designing the retrofit on the RV, installing all the equipment, pulling all the stuff out, installing all the new stuff, kind of getting comfortable living in an RV, taking a few trips, taking our first trip out to Washington to meet Brian Norton at Squatch Fest, and then a second trip this spring down to Tennessee, both of which we had hoped we could sell the house before. And just hit the road. Neither one of it happened. But hey, guess what? We get to launch now. We'll have a month before the second SRF that we're going to attend, Self-Reliance Festival. I'm excited. That's kind of like a launch. It's like a soft launch. We're gonna figure some stuff out here. We still have some things to figure out, which I'll talk about here in a second. But yeah, we're gonna take off, gonna take our time getting down to Tennessee, and then be there for Self-Reliance. And then it is what it is. That's what we're doing right now. Like, we get to live our life and decide where we're going, what direction we're going. If something catches our eye or a property looks intriguing and the price is right, that's just kind of how we're gonna roll. Do our due diligence on every decision, but definitely be open to adventure and open to different situations, and roll with it and figure this all out. So I'm excited. We do still have a few things to figure out. We have to figure out our mail. We never really dove into it. I skimmed through it when we were kind of planning. Like, it was a question that had popped up in my head. Like, what the hell do you do when you don't have an address? So there are a few options out there. There are plenty of mail forwarding services. We're actually contemplating still possibly running over to South Dakota when we take off from here and sell the property and get South Dakota residency. If we do that, we can become South Dakota residents. We're good on that for 5 years. You have to spend one night in the state overnight every 5 years to renew your driver's license. That gives us a 5-year window that if we get down to Tennessee, we get to Kentucky, we're like, yeah, man, maybe we want to go to the Pacific Northwest for a while, or maybe we want to shoot out to Arizona. Maybe we want to go to Florida, whatever, to check something out for the winter. We still have a solid residency. We are still residents. And then there's also the business end, because we'll be pushing hard to build the Lots Project into a brand, into a business. What that looks like right at the moment, unsure. And that's really going to depend on the situation in the world. We have a couple of different options that we can go with. And we're going to kind of play it by ear and see what happens and see. Yeah, we're going to play it. We're going to play it by ear. We have a few different paths we want to go down. They're all written out for me. Some in my head, some in notebooks, some on the computer. But there's a few different options we can roll with. And we're going to try them both, all three, dabble in them, and see which one sticks, see which one makes sense, which one we like the most, and go with it. So there's that. It's up in the air. So we have to figure out the mail. We have to figure out the residency. And the business, what makes sense. Go become a South Dakota resident, establish my business in South Dakota, and then be working in multiple states, because that's a distinct possibility. Or do we ride it out until we buy a property in Tennessee, establish in Tennessee? I know I don't want to be in Minnesota. That's all I know. So I have some talking to do. I'm going to reach out to some people that know more than I do, especially this weekend and going into next week, and find out who I need to talk to get the right advice, both as a business standpoint and a tax standpoint, and just how to do some stuff, some big questions I have, and some things that I'm curious about that I would like to talk to somebody that knows what they're talking about, because I can research all day on Google. But did you know that you can lie on Google? Weird. You can lie on the internet. So, I want to talk to somebody that maybe has gone and gotten educated on the subjects that I am in question of. So that's one thing to do, is figure out all of that mess. We have to do a final walkthrough of the house. Well, not the house, really. The house is done. The basement, maybe a quick peek. I don't think I'm grabbing anything down there. It was all put down there because it was staying. The garage, there's a few things in there that I just haven't pulled out yet and put in our pile. And the majority of the stuff we're taking is right here in our shed next to us, and it should be pretty easy to gather up. I do find that a draw right at the moment to go on a bunch of walks on the property. That's something Corey and I did when we first moved up here, because we didn't really have anything going. We didn't have any poultry. We didn't have any gardens. We didn't have anything. And it was in the middle of winter, and we did a lot of walking and exploring, even though it was ass cold and snow up to our hips. We did walk around quite a bit. And then in that next spring, when we weren't working on developing this property, we were off walking in the woods or exploring the property. We haven't done that as much lately. Been busy, been doing other things, and we've kind of hit it all. 35 acres is it's a significant amount of property, but it's not it's not that much. So I think I put boots on pretty much everything all around the edges here and in between. But yeah, kind of try to wander around and just contemplate about the last 3 years. Maybe I'll bring some of you those thoughts here on the podcast or TikTok or someplace. So we will see. We'll see. And just kind of hit all those spots I like to hang out and enjoy and make sure I hit them once again. And yeah, burn those, sear those memories in and enjoy them one last time. So final walk through the property, final walk through the buildings, make sure we kind of got that we've really seen everything, that we're not leaving anything that we shouldn't. We're not leaving anything that that we need. Different things like that. Just really, this is the final. Yeah, it's it. After we pull out, there's no coming back and going, oh, I forgot this. So really kind of taking the time to make sure that's okay. I got to pick up a new compressor. I'm picking up a new air compressor. I don't know if I've talked about this before, but I'm going to pick up. We have a DeWalt portable with the single tank. Yeah, it's big, it's bulky, it weighs a lot, and it's meant for a job site. It's not meant for, it's not meant to travel. So they do make awesome, awesome travel air compressors. I think Jack Spirko actually recommended product, and a bunch of RVers that we watched, recommended product. So if it's coming from the survival guy and the people that are doing full-time RVers, I think it's good enough for me. Looking at the price, I hope it's good enough for me because it's spendy, but I think that is something that's going to be invaluable to us. That's going to be something that could really save our ass we have eight tires. We got eight tires to worry about, and if any of them are down, we're kind of buggered. So yeah, the Vi-Air air compressor, I'm going to order one of those up. I'm sure that will be an item of the week and a review video at some point. Going forward, but I don't have it right now. I've looked into it. There's a couple different models. We're not quite sure exactly which one we want to grab, but definitely the Vi-Air is what we're going to go with. It comes in a little carrying case. It's small, compact, and light, and yeah, it's pretty much exactly what we need. So got to look into that. Got to pick that up. Got to test pack up that truck. I really haven't gotten to it. You know, we listed the house and we had some showings and no real offers and things kind of slowed down and I got lazy. I think I got complacent, but with this offer coming in, it's like a big red light. Guess what? Get the fuck out. So that's kind of spurred a little bit and a lot of stuff into motion. So going to test pack that truck hopefully this weekend. The weather cooperates and everything works. Probably throw everything in. And then take it all back out and put it back in, see if it works a little bit different. Really, really dive in and evaluate the functionality of it. It's a lot of stuff going in a small space, and we need to access some, not all on a regular basis, but all eventually. If we're taking it with us, then we need it for some reason. So yeah, it's all got to be kind of accessible, and yeah. So it's going to take some work. It's going to take some looking and figuring and really evaluating everything as you touch it, put hands on it, put it in. How likely do I need this? How often do I need it? What situations am I going to need this in? Like, is it an emergency roadside kit? Then I probably shouldn't bury it in the far back corner of the bed of the truck and have to unload the whole truck to get my emergency flags or flares. So, yeah, just simple thinking through like that is what's going to go into that project. And then I have coffee, new products coming up on the website. We are now going to start offering cold brew pre-portioned, pre-ground cold brew packs. They're going to be a quarter pound of coffee, and that will make 1 half-gallon ball jar of cold brew. If you only got a gallon jar, put two in, put two in, but it'll come with instructions. It will come with the coffee. And yeah, so now you'll be able to get cold brew, pre-measured, pre-ground cold brew packs from the Lost Project website. It will be the Get Shit Done blend. And coming soon, I think we might be working with our coffee distributor to set up some Baby Walter and Company blends also. Excited. I got some label design to do. Gonna do a label redesign. Gonna do the get the cold press packs up. Hopefully by the end of the weekend, I will launch that as soon as I do. And yeah, excited about that. Excited about people maybe, hey, maybe I should do like a fire and ice special. Like you get a pound of hot and a pound of cold, and you do a evaluation and send in a video or something. I don't know. Maybe we can do a contest like that. Maybe we can do a promotion like that. Something to think about. But I got to get them up on the website before anything else. So yeah, hopefully that's done by this weekend and I can launch that. And one last thing before we get over to that question of the day and start wrapping things up for the week. I think I might have a special interview tomorrow. I've been harassing this person. I've been asking this person. They haven't been on the show. Well, I mean, they have a little sometimes. I'm going to bring Corey on, I think, tomorrow. I think we're thinking mid-morning, between 8 and 10 or 11. I don't know, mid-morning tomorrow, hopefully, if everything goes right. I want to bring her on. I want her to talk about Grounding Souls. I want her to talk about her journey, why she started it, what she's experiencing, what she's looking out of it, and where it goes from here. Just a chat. The two of us on here. We're gonna be on the same camera, on the same mic. I don't have an interview set up, and there's no use us using two connections. So we're just gonna sit down and chat. So I hope you join us. I will get that out on social media as soon as we know what time we're going to go live. I don't want to set it up and then dick out and back out on it or something. And she might get nervous. I don't know. She's still working through the live internet stuff. So she likes to do those videos and edit them up and get them out there. But we're going to get her on live. We're going to talk. I provided her with a bunch of questions to think about, and I think it'll be fine. She will do great. She is fantastic, and I don't know what she is worried about, but we're going to bring her on. I will definitely get that link posted out. You can share it up. You can join us tomorrow morning when we decide to come on. I'm guessing 9. I would guess 9. Like, if you had to set an alarm and you were hoping to catch it, I would guess we're going to do 9. So would be great to have a bunch of people in the comments and a lot of interaction, because I will be able to roll through those comments and look at them, because she will be talking most of the time. Yay. Yeah, I'm excited to hear from her. I've heard the journey. I obviously lived the journey. She's getting me to join the journey, but I like to hear the story. I like to hear her thoughts. I've always, since I met her, really enjoy her perspective on things. And yeah, I think you will too. And who knows, maybe it'll get her to come on a little bit more often, because she is a lot nicer to look at than me if you are watching the live stream. Even though we have the same haircut, she's a lot cuter than me. That's for sure. So with that, guys, I think I'm going to hit this question of the day. It's Friday. I don't really give a shit about work anymore. I'm going to go today. I'm going to clock in. Paycheck's nice, but I'm going to roll through the day. And man, if my day is over at 4 hours, I don't really give a shit. I'm coming home. So I'm going to get out the door. I'm going to start burning those wheels and get my two jobs done and get home. They got me scheduled in opposite corners of the cities today. Like literally, I think it's on the both corners of our services area for the general Twin Cities. So thanks guys. It's not like a Friday or anything where I'd have to be driving through weekend traffic. Way to go. Oh, anyway, over there at the lostproject.com or the Lost Project chat on Telegram, I throw a question of the day up every day. That's t.me/lotschat. Hey, it's Friday. Same question every Friday. You know what it is. What do you have planned for the weekend? Head on over there and let us know your plans. Maybe you want to be held accountable. Maybe you're just excited about what you got going on. Head on over, drop it in there, and let's talk about it. And, hey, bring any other conversations you want over there. We're kind of kind of an equal opportunity topic place. You can come on over. We'll talk. We'll chat about pretty much anything. Drop a line in there. Introduce yourself. If you join the group, you have to request to join. I will approve you when I see the message is up there. And once you get approved, say something. Say something that makes you not a bot. Say something that makes me not want to just ban you because you're trying to sell crypto to people in my group and scam them. Just say something. And if you're in my group, I let somebody in, they send you a private message that's horseshit and they're trying to scam you, let me know and they will be gone so fast. I really enjoy wielding that ban hammer. So, it should all work out. It should all work out. But head on over to t.me/lotschat, t.me/lotschat, and let us know what you got coming up this weekend. Hey, Comfrey, if you know anybody that wants it, if you want it and want to get it before it's gone, you're going to have to order it by August 26th. August 26th is going to be the deadline. I can't do anything after that. I won't have access to it. So, yeah, definitely let your friends know if they've been thinking about it, if you've been wanting to tell somebody that they need it, grab it up. You can send me a message. We can talk about it. You got any questions? I do take crypto. I take cash. I take Venmo. Cash. I don't know. Cash is kind of hard. The turnaround would be a little tight on mailing cash, and I don't suggest that. Anyway, we saw what happened with all the votes. Pick up that Comfrey. Be sure to think about Kerry Brown and his Cascade Hops root cuttings that he has available. And check out the website. Check out all the new stuff. Probably going to be new products going up this weekend. So you always got to check back and see what kind of crap is going on over there. Yep. New t-shirts. Messed up mind. Not safe for work section. I don't know. Might get interesting. Other than that, head on over to YouTube. We are popping on YouTube. Corey's really thriving with her Grounded Souls videos and things like that, and numbers are going up, so we're excited. We're on that push to 1,000. Keep that momentum going, guys. If you know anybody that would like to watch, share it with them, and suggest that they subscribe and turn on alerts. Other than that, share it all. I appreciate it. I appreciate all the boosts and streaming on Fountain. Guys, you were awesome. Never would have expected that that kind of response when we started talking about Fountain, and people have really latched on and understood the value of it. And I appreciate everything that you guys send me. I got to figure out how to quantify these boostograms and get people thanked on air. It's tough with the anonymous usernames. I wouldn't know my username if it was 17 numerals long, but I want to thank you guys on the air. So maybe I'll be able to gather them up. I hear Jack try to do a few every day. Yeah, I ain't getting as many as Jack, so I'm probably gonna be able to knock them all out in an episode. But that, man, I look every day, and it makes me smile, guys. I appreciate it. I really do. You don't have to do that. You choose to do that, and that means something. So I really appreciate it, guys. It's Friday. I'm going to burn out of here and get to work so I can get home and spend the weekend with my beautiful wife and get ready to start the next chapter of our life. Thanks for listening, guys. I really appreciate it. I couldn't do this without you. You make the downloads go up. So I just come here and talk, and you guys choose to listen, and I really appreciate it. So you can check me out at thelotsproject.com on Float, Twitch, Telegram, YouTube, Odyssey, Rumble, Gab, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Fountain.fm, and all the other podcast 2.0 value for value exchange podcast players. Make it an awesome weekend, guys. Get some stuff done. Go out and kill it. And let's circle back on Monday and talk about it again.